Let's go. Oh, sorry.
Never checking request. Let me tell
you. Oh, wow.
Again.
Ready?
Yep.
Perfect.
I call the 94th Senate of the Associated Students to order here in the Rita Lyden Senate Chambers and on Zoom May 13th, 2026. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. And is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. Moving down to agenda item 3, Pledge of Allegiance and Light Acknowledgement. Please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the New Moon, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, New Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. Moving down to agenda item 4, roll call. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Anderson.
Absence excused.
Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Benavente.
Present.
Senator Kane.
Present.
Senator Castro.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Espinosa. Speaker Pro Tempore Evans.
Present.
Senator Horse.
Present.
Senator Horvath.
Present on Zoom.
Speaker Issa.
Present.
Senator Johnson.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Absence excused.
Senator Newbill.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Potter.
Present.
Senator Price.
Absence excused.
Senator Radke.
Present.
Senator Rivers.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Saporito.
Present.
Senator Schirschel.
Absence excused.
Parliamentarian Strabala. Senator Shrunk.
Present.
Senator Wilbur.
Present.
Senator Williams.
Present.
Senator Wilson.
Present.
Senator Zuniga.
Absence excused.
A quorum is present.
Right. Moving down to agenda item 6, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time in person? Is there any over the Zoom? Please state your name and position for the record, Mr. Sterling.
Hi, good evening. My name is Jay Sterling. I'm with On Strategy, and just had a few public comments to make. Shall I begin?
You can begin whenever.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for the opportunity and privilege to speak to the Senate, and nice to meet you, Speaker Issa. My name is Jay Sterling. I work with an organization, a local business, by the name of On Strategy. And President Sandoval and Provost Thompson enlisted our help with conducting a strategic plan for the University of Nevada at the time. We are concluding phase one, which involves input from faculty, from staff, from the region at large, community members, and most and highly important with these students. Tonight, I just wanted to express an interest and make known that there is a survey that is online that is available on the University of Nevada, Reno Lake Tahoe webpage. It's the strategic planning page. And we just ask and invite you all and students to take that survey and provide input, which will help us direct and build the strategic plan. The next workshop working group will happen next Monday on May 18th. Following that, there will be a meeting with President Sandoval, the provost, and CFO Klinger to draft the strategic plan. And it will be finalized towards the end of the summer and announced in the fall. So I just wanted to make this known to you all and answer any questions at this time if you might have any.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Sterling? No questions at this time.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you for all you do for the student body. Have a good evening.
Is there any other public comment at this time? Seeing no more public comments. We're moving down to agenda item 8, reports of ASU and officers, beginning with President Moss. Actually, sorry, my bad. I forgot I had written public comments in it. Just very quickly, just one public comment. Moving back up to agenda item 6, public comments. Good evening, Mr. Speaker and members of the Senate. My name is Ken Bardwaj. I am a School of Medicine, Journalism, and Science student at the University of Nevada, Reno. I wanted to speak briefly in support of a piece being seen at the table tonight. Regardless of where senators may stand politically, I think this resolution ultimately comes down to whether students are able to make deeply personal healthcare decisions without governmental interference. Universities are not isolated from issues like these. Reproductive healthcare access directly impacts students' academic stability, financial security, and ability to continue their education. I also think it's important to recognize that question 6 is not creating a brand new protection in Nevada. It is about constitutionally protecting rights that Nevada voters have already supported for decades. As a student, I am deeply relieved that members of the association are willing to publicly support students' ability to make deeply personal healthcare decisions, and I am confident many of my peers across the university may feel the same way. For these reasons, I support the resolution. Thank you. Now, moving down to agenda item 8, President Moss.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. President Moss, for the record, kind of have a shorter report for all of you tonight. Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a good week and hopefully enjoying the first couple of days of summer if you're done with your finals. I'm heading towards there by the end of the week, but I hope you're enjoying the first couple of days of summer. So I just wanted to start with the Committee on Budget and Finance. I attended that last Saturday to present the budget. For this next fiscal year, we had a great conversation about the budget, great questions from the members of the committee. We ended up passing that unanimously, so I thank the members of the Committee on Budget and Finance for their support, and I'm excited for that to be placed on the agenda for next week's meeting, the 20th, for all of you to consider. Next thing, on Monday, I attended the CLDE celebration with a number of senators and members of the executive branch. This was the 10-year anniversary of the CLDE celebration. The Champions of Civic Engagement was kind of the tagline for the event, where we recognized Silver Paw winners, different award winners, just very engaged students that have served their community and served the university well, and that was super exciting to get to attend and get to mingle with some of our campus leaders and students. Throughout the week, we've also been touching base about retreat. Director Barrera will talk about that more in his report. Make sure you fill out the RSVP form. We also have been touching base with directors about their departments, the hiring process, that kind of stuff. Very excited for them to be sending over memos to Speaker Issa either today or tomorrow to put some people on the agenda. And then I also attended the Honor the Best Awards, which is an awards ceremony that we host every year where we present faculty and students with awards. I had the honor to present with Dr. Speed some of our outstanding senior awards and some other awards like the Phi Kappa Phi Recognition Award. We recognized some former senators and former directors at that event. We recognized two outstanding seniors, Director Holman, former Director Holman of Campus Wellness, And then we also recognized former Senator Emma Doty with those awards. So just some cool highlights from that award ceremony. I also got to attend via Zoom the UNR Foundation meeting. Super interesting, still kind of learning the lingo, but really cool to hear kind of the key investments we're making at the university with the foundation and kind of the things that the community is getting involved in with the university, like the hotel down in Gateway, the Gateway District. So very exciting to hear that kind of stuff. And then just kind of some future things. I'll be touching base with Director Hatch about NSA stuff tomorrow or Nevada Student Alliance stuff tomorrow, and just working to get everything ready for the academic year to start up. If you have any questions, feel free to let me know. My door is always open. Thank you, guys.
Do you have any questions for President Moss at this time?
Thank you.
Moving down to agenda item 8B, Vice President Calderon, do you have a report?
Yes. Hey, Senators, hope you guys are all having a great week. I hope finals have been going great. Just finished mine yesterday. I'm stoked. Going to be laying out on the Tahoe Beach tomorrow, so pretty excited about that. On May 6th, I met with new student initiatives and began the planning of pause and play. We established what activities would be present, what day and time the event would be held, and what our budget looked like. Today, May 13th, I had a follow-up meeting with them where we finalized the date for June 16th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the KC lawn. We have a mechanical bowl, a dunk tank, which I will be in, free cone of ice, free tacos, and a DJ. If you're in Reno, I highly recommend you attend pause and play. It's a great opportunity to both talk to prospective students about ASUN, campus life, what their life will look like at UNR. If you're here on June 16th, I highly recommend you come out. Great opportunity. I'm sure you guys get some outreach hours for that as well. So, love to see you there. If you guys ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, please reach out to me. I would love to assist you guys however possible. And my fun fact of the day is that otters hold hands while sleeping to prevent themselves from drifting apart. Thank you, guys.
Do you have any questions for Vice President Calderon at this time? Thank you. Moving down to agenda item 8C, Chief Justice Emma Silvera, do you have a report?
Hello, everyone. So for my report, it's been pretty short. I attended today the interview session for the new CSE pro staff. So that was amazing just to get to see a possible candidate. I finished up my interviews and you guys are going to see my last two associate justice nominations for today. But yeah, that's all for me.
Do you have any questions for Chief Justice Silvera at this time? Moving down to agenda item 8D, DEO Barrera, do you have a report?
Yeah. Hello, Senators. Hope you all are doing well. Since I was sworn in 2 weeks ago, I've been working diligently on the retreat. I sent out the RSVP form for retreat to all current officers. As of right now, 18 senators have filled out the RSVP form, so please make sure to fill that out. Even if you do not plan on attending retreat, as there is some important information the executive branch would like to collect, such as shirt sizes and pronouns. The RSVP form is due this Friday for all senators, any officers already sworn in, and any officers getting sworn in today. So any officers who will be sworn in today can expect to receive an email from you later tonight. Additionally, I have started to create the schedule for retreat, and I've been meeting with Amy Cook this weekly to talk through various aspects of the retreat. Currently, we are working to get flights for all out-of-town officers. If you noted in the RSVP form that you need a flight for retreat, please keep an eye out for an email from Amy Kokas. She'll be reaching out to collect some information for your flights. Luis Aguilar Herrera has also been in contact with UNR Lake Tahoe campus, and I'm working to get them a lodging roster draft by next Friday, with a finalized roster by the following Thursday, which is why it's super important that I get those forms in as soon as possible. And then finally, I've been in contact with Inkblot, and we've created a plan to have them take headshots the Wednesday before retreat for in-town officers and the morning of retreat for out-of-town officers. If you ever need anything from me, I'm available over email in Teams, so please feel free to reach out. Thank you.
Do you have any questions at this time? Moving down to agenda item AE, Chief of Staff Atkinson, do you have a report?
Everyone, I hope you guys had a great final season. The last few weeks been primarily just reviewing the past internship sessions and getting everything set up for marketing and with all the ADs once they get sworn in. I reached out to Director Mendoza about brainstorming marketing for the 94th. If you guys have any ideas, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'd love to hear them. And then, like President Moss said, I was able to attend the Civic Engagement Celebration. I attended that with the Speaker Issa, Senator Saperito, Director Munoz, and President Moss. It's a great experience. And then I also attended the interview today with ASUN and CSU Pro Staff and other directors for the new Pro Staff Program Coordinator. This was a great opportunity to meet all of them and hear some new ideas for programming. And then finally, I'm just looking forward to meeting all the assistant directors as they get sworn in so we can start meeting more about the internship. Any questions?
Questions at this time?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Moving down to agenda item 8F, Director of Clubs and Organizations, Sienna Nepa.
Okay, hi everyone. I hope you guys are done with your finals and you're gonna have a great summer. Nothing too crazy for me this week, just I've been finalizing the interview process, so hopefully by next Senate meeting, you guys will see all of the candidates I'm hoping to appoint, and hopefully Clubs and Organizations Department will be full.
Do you have any questions at this time? Moving down to agenda item 8G, Director of Programming, Antonio Nunez. Do you have a report?
No report at this time.
Agenda item 8H, Director of Government Affairs, Dr. Hatch.
Hey everyone, just two big things. To start us off with the resolution in support of Nevada Question 6, Senator Barris has been incredibly communicative in the process of developing this resolution, so I really appreciate that. The department believes that the support of Question 6 is a nonpartisan obligation. The state and university have already shown their commitment to abortion rights in Nevada, and the second passage of Question 6 enshrines abortion rights in the state's constitution. Please remain respectful and open-minded during the discussion of this piece. I know that it's kind of can be quite politicized and can be kind of a tough issue for everyone discussing this problem. So please just aim to be as respectful and courteous as possible. Second thing is a bit of something on a little bit of a more exciting and lighter note. Tonight you're also seeing the appointment of our new Assistant Director of Government Affairs, Aiden Casey. Aiden is a former intern in the 92nd and advocacy director in the 93rd session until January before studying abroad in Spain. So we're super glad to have him back because Aiden has a strong passion for civic engagement and mentorship, which will prepare him very well for his new position. He's incredibly qualified and I look forward to working alongside him this session.
Do you have any questions? Thank you. Moving down to agenda item 8. I, Director of IDEA, for the committee.
Good evening, Senators. Director Benuto for the record. I am sure you guys are all glad that your final exams are over. I've spent this week conducting interviews to fill positions, and I'm happy to announce that I have all four positions for my department up for nomination and confirmation next week. On another note, I've been working on getting a set list of events for the rest of the session, and I came up with a pretty solid set list of roughly 30 events for the session. I'll be working on budgeting for those events once the budget is passed. That's all I have for you guys. Thank you.
Any questions at this time?
Thank you, guys.
Moving down to agenda item 8J, Director of Sustainability, Director Cook. Does anyone have a report?
No report at this time.
Moving down to agenda item 8K, Director of Campus and Public Relations, Director Mendoza.
Hello, Senators. I posted the lab coat donation and Choose for Degrees graphics last week. I also met with Senator Barris to discuss the creation of the Senate Digest, and that would include weekly posts explaining what happened during that week's Senate meeting. And then I will meet with Chief of Staff Atkinson to talk more about marketing the internship program for this upcoming school year. Lastly, my wonderful nomination for AD of PR, Jade Espino-Pineda, is presenting today. I had the honor of working with her during the 93rd session, and I know she's more than qualified for this position. She's very talented and creative. Her art and marketing skills are phenomenal, and I'm excited for you guys to see how impressive she is.
Any questions at this time? Moving down to agenda item 8L, Director of Campus Wellness, Director Brown.
Sorry.
Hi everyone, I hope you have had a great end to your finals week. I met with Maddie Wilson on Monday and we discussed details about the role of the assistant director in my position as a whole. Maddie also provided me with some useful information about SSW week as well as steps that should be taken to ensure success. I also met with President Moss yesterday to discuss some ideas and directions that I have for this upcoming semester. He provided me with some useful contacts to get started, and we also discussed what an SSW week would look like in the fall and what that could potentially entail. As of yesterday evening, I will be appointing an assistant director of campus wellness. I'm very excited that he will be presenting at the next Senate meeting next week. I will also be meeting with Director Cook tomorrow morning to discuss both our department's involvement and roles in SSW week and potentially begin the planning process. That is all I have for now. Thank you.
Do you have any questions at this time? Moving down to agenda item 8M, Director of Ethics and Compliance, Director Sanchez, do you have a report?
I do. Good afternoon, Senators. I hope finals is going smoothly for everybody. I know everybody might be going through the thick of it right now, so just stay strong. With that being said, over this past weekend, I met with former Director Evans, and we've been reviewing the SAS along with a couple previous cases just to ensure that I'm well prepared for any violations to come. But just so you all are aware, I have not been made aware of any violations as of now, so good job, everybody. but yeah, other than that, I know that's about it.
Does anyone have any questions at this time? And moving down to myself, so yesterday, like President Moss and others have said, I had the opportunity to attend the CSE's Champions of Civic Engagement event, and it was wonderful to see so many students, faculty, staff, and community leaders recognized for their contributions to civic engagement and service. I'm also currently working on a Senate expectations document, which I hope to have completed by the end of this week. The document will cover outreach expectations, clarify circumstances under which a senator may or may not be marked absence excused, and outline several additional general expectations for members of the Senate. And my hope is that this will provide additional clarity and consistency moving forward. Additionally, I'm nearing the completion of my one-on-one meetings with senators. There are still a couple of meetings that had to be rescheduled due to conflicts, but I look forward to speaking with the remaining senators very soon. And I've been in communication with Senior Associate Director Kokas, Director Mendoza, and Senator Barris regarding the possibility of creating the weekly legislative digest to be posted on the ASU and Instagram page. And lastly, alongside Senator Castro, Senator Espinoza, and former Senator Emma Doty, I've been working on coordinating a meeting with the Title IX office to discuss potential opportunities for collaboration between their office and ASUN moving forward. And lastly, on a more personal note, I completed my last final earlier today, so I will be significantly more available to senators moving forward, and I'll have much more time to dedicate towards preparing for the fall semester and continuing the work for this body over the summer. Do we have any questions for me at this time? Moving up to agenda item 7, receipt of petitions and correspondence to the Senate. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items 7A through G through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Potter. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those receipts have been approved. And moving down to agenda item 14, consent agenda. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items 14A through B through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Jamona Wilbur. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those nominees have been confirmed. Do we have the nominees in the room?
Without any mental reservation
or purpose of evasion
And that I will well and faithfully.
I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office on which.
Of the office on which.
I am about to enter.
I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Moving down to agenda item 11, motions to fast track appointments. I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda items 11A through E through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris, is there a second?
Second
by Parliamentarian Shabala, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those nominees have been fast tracked. Moving down to agenda item 12, approval of appointments of senators and ASU and officials, beginning with the Assistant Director of Government Affairs.
Senators, my name is Aiden Casey, and I'm up for Assistant Director of Department of Government Affairs. A little bit about me before I get to anything involving what I'm going to do. I was born in Pennsylvania, Nevada. A personal connection to the university. My dad is a professor of college science, and I grew up less than 5 minutes from the university, so I've always been involved on campus. I'm a sophomore student studying political science and journalism. I have a lot of experience at ASUN. I was intern in the 92nd session for the Department of Government Affairs, and then last session, for the first about 8 months, I was advocacy director before I studied abroad in Madrid, Spain, so I left in early January. And other stuff on campus, I'm a member of the Alpha Psi fraternity and developed just a passion for civic education and public service. I was a Meet People student in high school, so I've always just been into civic education. That's why I'm continuing forward with government affairs. So a little bit about, I'm gonna keep it pretty brief, but a little bit about my goals for the 94th session. I'm just going to go through our three pillars, educate, advocate, and empower, and I'll go through each of the pillars and what I'm going to do to strengthen the pillars and to make sure that we're reaching the goals that we want to as a department. So first off, in terms of education, I want to continue furthering nonpartisan civic education on campus by assisting government affairs event weeks. The event weeks that we do are very important on campus, I think, because it's a very accessible, easy way for students to just learn more about whether it's government, whether it's local, state, federal government. We do voter registration events, and I think I want to help out as much as I possibly can, so I'll be assisting as much as I can for those events. And then, obviously, being in charge of the internship, all that really is about education. So educating interns about ASUN, university, local, state, national, and global politics for the SAS. So just trying to inform the interns as much as I can about, you know, what's going on politically, especially statewide with the Nevada legislative session incoming in spring 2027. I want to make sure that interns are ready for it, so that's going to involve a lot of teaching, a lot of educating them, and then just overseeing the mentorship experience for interns to make sure that they learn the workings of the department to the best of their ability, make sure that they, you know, are specifically with, whether it's the policy director, projects director, advocacy director, make sure they have one part that they understand fully. So then in terms of advocacy, my first goal is to be assisting with all aspects of the department's advocacy during the 84th Nevada State Legislative Session. This obviously is close to my heart because I was the advocacy director last session, and I wrote a lot of public comment, gave a lot of public comments, so it's something that I want to make sure that we continue doing in the legislative session. It's a lot of work, but I'm going to be as available as I can in terms of helping the department. And then in terms of the internship, teaching interns how to properly advocate for ASUN so they're going to be able to write and deliver public comment, write policy briefs, take efficient notes on public meetings by the time they're done with the internship, and I'm going to teach them all those skills. And then I'm going to give them hands-on advocacy experience by allowing them to just write and deliver public comment during the legislative session, giving them a little bit of work. Obviously, they're unpaid interns. They're not going to be doing our workload, but I want to give them hands-on experience because when I was an intern, I gave, I think, 3 pieces of public comment. I wrote a couple during the legislative session, and it was a very memorable experience, and honestly, like, that's why I'm back, because I enjoy doing that. So I think I want to give the same experience to the interns that I have now. And then empower, I want to empower the student body by listening to their problems and representing them on all levels of government. That's part of, like, you know, obviously I was an advocacy director, and that's something that I tried to focus on a lot, was just listening to issues that students had, trying to like get stories from students who are struggling, whether it's money, food, housing, and make sure that their voices are heard, whether it's local, state, legislature. And then also in terms of the internship, empowering the interns by allowing them to just branch out from their mentors in the department and learn about the entirety of ASUN. My intern that I mentored branched out from government affairs and is now Senator Lord. So I just want to make sure that everybody has a good experience with that. And then just lead interns and students towards helpful campus resources to ensure that students are as comfortable on campus as possible. You know, ASUN has a lot of resources that people, in my opinion, don't use enough. So if I can do my part in helping students who are struggling reach out to those resources, whether it's PAC provisions or scholarships or anything like that, I will do my part. So that is it, and I'm ready for any questions. Yes, ma'am.
Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time? No. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
It has been customary for the body to consider that character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters correspond to NRS 241-033. You may stay or leave the room if you wish. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body concludes its deliberations and may approve the nominee, reject the nominee, or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Senator Jermona Wilbur.
Senator Jermona Wilbur, for the record, as I said in his presentation, I was his mentee this last session, and he was an absolutely great mentor. He prepared me not only for after he left for Spain for the rest of the internship, but also for my role as a senator now, and I'm super excited to see where he'll take the internship for the Department of Public Affairs this next session.
Do you have any other points of debate at this time? Senator Wilson?
Senator Wilson, for the record, I've known Aiden for like a year, and ever since I met him, he's been talking about ASUN and how motivated he is to advocate for students, and I think he's definitely the right pick for the job.
Any other points of debate at this time? Seeing no further points of debate, we shall move on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
For purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office.
On which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Moving down to agenda item 12B, Assistant Director of Campus and Public Relations.
Before we knew that we didn't have to use them. So that was pretty fun.
A few of my goals for this session was to have better communication with Inkblot. I know there's a lot of issues that happen with Inkblot where a lot of stuff doesn't get sent out in time, or you get stuff day of, and I know that can be really, really challenging for a lot of the departments. Another one of my goals is being creative freedom. I've talked to President Moss, about gaining access to Canva Pro for our marketing department, as well as possibly, if that's able to happen, get Canva Pro for each department, get at least one account for each department in case they need to create their own marketing, because I know it can be stressful to reach out to people and nothing really, comes about it. So being able to have that access and being able to produce your own marketing would be really fun if needed to. And another would be engagement, and it would be to experiment with different types of posts, like reels and such, and like keeping updated with what's most popular at the moment. I tend to do pretty well with my marketing on my mail accounts, but with my little following that I have, it has expanded pretty well, so thank you.
Thank you very much for your presentation. Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to a general debate. Thank you very much. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical, mental health, or other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body has concluded its deliberations and may approve the nominee, reject the nominee, or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Speaker Pro Tempore Evans.
Speaker Pro Tempore Evans, for the record, I did this a couple months ago. I will be abstaining again today. Jay Espino Pineda is my girlfriend, and that's a conflict of interest to vote for her, but I would recommend to vote for my girlfriend in blue. So thank you.
Do we have any other points of debate at this time? Seeing none, we'll be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Any abstentions, oy?
Oy.
Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed. To agenda item 12C, Associate Justice Jada Soldi.
Our nominations. I do want to give a huge shout out to former Chief Justice Arneson, who helped me write these, as Jada and Kylan were her interns, and so she has great things to say about them. So, hello, Senators. I am deeply honored to present Jada for confirmation as an Associate Justice of the Judicial Council. Over the past term, Jada has been an incredibly impressive judicial intern. She brings a fresh and vital energy to our deliberations. Jada possesses a natural curiosity and an inquisitive nature. These traits make her an exceptional fit for the Judicial Council. She does not accept the status quo without careful thought. Instead, she asks the foundational questions necessary to reach just outcomes. Jada looks far beneath the surface of every dispute. She ensures our decisions are equitable and transparent. Driven by genuine dedication, Jada has developed a comprehensive grasp of our governing documents. She approaches our mandate with profound respect, fully embracing the Council's vital role as the steadfast protector of the organization's foundational rules.
Jada will bring a thoughtful, balanced, and dynamic voice to this position. Her dedication to due process is unwavering. I am completely convinced that Jada will serve with excellence as an Associate Justice. I highly recommend her confirmation to this honorable body.
You have 5 minutes to present, followed by 5 minutes of questioning, then unlimited debate. You can begin whenever you wish. Have any questions for the nominee at this time, Parliamentarian Strabala?
Hi, Jada. Thank you for your presentation. Oh, Parliamentarian Strabala, for the record. I just have one question. How do you intend on increasing transparency in judicial counsel?
By making sure that we are handling every case with fair judgment and following past precedents, also as well as our governing documents.
Do we have any other questions for the nominee at this time? Thank you. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical, mental health, or other matters prescribed by NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body concludes deliberations and may approve the nominee or reject the nominee or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Parliamentarian Strabala.
Hi guys. I know you're tired of hearing my voice probably. Jada is fantastic and I worked with her as an intern last semester. She's pretty great. She's really funny. She's also very, very fair and very honorable in just like kind of everything she does and everything that she talked about in her presentation, including her transparency initiatives. She carries that through all of her life, including like her cultural her thoughts on cultural and empathy, cultural differentiations and empathy. She's a kind of human being, and I think she'd be great for the position. So I would be voting yes.
Do we have any other points of debate at this time? Seeing none, we'll be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed. Agenda item B, Associate Justice Kylan Wilcox.
Hi,
5 minutes to present, followed by 5 minutes of questioning and unlimited debate. You can begin whenever you wish.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. My name is Kevin Wilcox, and I'm a second year political science and philosophy major with an emphasis in ethics, law, and politics here at the University of Nevada, Reno. I was an intern within the Judicial Council within the last session, and I want to thank you all for the opportunity to be considered for the position of ASUN Associate Justice. Okay, moving into my academic background, it's given me a strong foundation in legal reasoning, ethics, and governance. Through my studies in political science and philosophy, I have developed critical thinking skills and a deeper understanding of fairness, responsibility, and how institutions operate. My relevant experience, my experience as an ASUN judicial intern has provided me with direct exposure to judicial procedures, statutory interpretation, and the importance of precedent within the ASUN. The role has strengthened my understanding of the responsibilities required for the position. In addition, my professional experience has helped me develop organization, accountability, and communication skills that I believe are essential for serving effectively. I believe my strengths in fairness, attention to detail, critical thinking, and professionalism have prepared me well for this role. Serving as a justice requires impartiality, ethical reasoning, and integrity, and I think these values I am committed to upholding. So going into why I want to serve, I want to serve as an associate justice because I believe the Judicial Council plays an essential role in maintaining fairness, accountability, and trust within the ASUN. I am committed to upholding ASUN statutes consistently and responsibility while serving the best interests of the student body. Overall, I'm prepared to serve with professionalism, integrity, and dedication. It would be an honor to continue to contribute to ASUN in this capacity. And I appreciate your time and consideration. Thank you. Thank you for questions.
Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time? All right, thank you. Seeing no questions, we'll be moving on to a general debate. You may stay or leave the room as you wish. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters principle under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body concludes deliberations and may approve the nominee to the nominee or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Parliamentarian Shabala.
Parliamentarian, for the record, Kevin is a really good person. Also, he's just very, very qualified for this position. And I'm going to vote yes.
Do you have any other points of debate at this time? Seeing none, we'll be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed. Seeing as agenda item 12E unfortunately couldn't make it tonight, I am seeking a motion to table agenda item 12E to the May 20th meeting of the Senate through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Evans, their second.
Second.
Second by Senator Barrett, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that agenda item has been tabled. Moving down to agenda item 18, second reading of legislation, SR 94, resolution in support of Nevada Question 6. Would the author like to give a presentation?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Speaker Issa. Good evening, everyone. Today I want to speak not only as a senator, but as a woman, a student, and someone who deeply believes that reproductive freedom is tied directly to opportunity, education, healthcare, and equality. I co-authored this piece, a resolution supporting Nevada Question 6, which is a constitutional amendment that would protect the right to abortion in the Nevada Constitution. This measure is important because while abortion is currently legal in Nevada, Question 6 will ensure those protections cannot be easily taken away in the future. It protects the rights of individuals to make their own reproductive health care decisions without political interference. This issue matters deeply to our student body. More than half the undergraduate students across the country are women, and women between the ages of 20 and 24 experience the highest rates of unintended pregnancy in the United States. When abortion access is restricted, the consequences impact education, finance, healthcare access, and ability for students to continue pursuing their futures. We cannot talk about student success without talking about reproductive freedom, and this is not hypothetical. Across the country, states are banning or severely restricting abortion access. Students have been forced to travel long distances for care, pause their education, or navigate impossible choices. Nevada can remain as a state that protects healthcare access, bodily autonomy, and personal freedom, but that only happens if people vote. That is why getting students engaged in the upcoming midterm elections is critical. Young voters have power, students have power, and when students do not participate, decisions are still made just without their voices at the table. Midterm elections shape policies that directly impact healthcare, education funding, reproductive rights, and the future we inherit. As students, we cannot afford to be disconnected from politics when politics directly affect our daily lives. This issue is also personal to me as a woman serving in student government. Out of the 24 senators that sit here tonight, only 8 of us are women. That reality reminds me every single day why representation matters. It matters who's in the room when conversations about healthcare, safety, equity, and bodily autonomy are happening. Women deserve to have their experiences represented in leadership spaces, especially when policies disproportionately affect women's lives and futures. Advocating for abortion access is more than just politics. It's about protecting people's ability to make decisions about their own bodies, their education, and their futures. It's about ensuring students are able to succeed without government interference and deeply personal medical decisions. And ultimately, it's about recognizing that women deserve both representation and autonomy. I believe our generation has the ability to create a future where healthcare rights are protected, where women's voices are heard, and where students understand the power of their vote. Abortion access is important to have in Nevada, and we need to be able to keep the level of access we already have. This resolution states that we, as the Senate of the Associate Students at the University of Nevada, support the passage of Question 6. Nevadans have already voted for this before. We represent Nevada students. Showing support is important for the turnout of the vote in midterms, but that future depends on whether or not we decide to show up. And then Senator Castro, I know you're on the Zoom. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Senator Castro, for the record. Good evening, Senators. Regarding this resolution, I'd like to state that the practical concerns of abortion access and the denial of reproductive freedom touches every single person on this campus and at this table. Abortion access continues to be a factor in college decisions and economic ability, and who are now unaffected by lack of access to abortion, regardless of the reproductive organs. I ask you to consider all perspectives tonight, and that in debate, you all speak fully on the opinions you've been elected to give. Thank you.
Do we have any questions for the authors at this time? Going once, going twice. Seeing no questions, we'll be moving on to debate. Do we have any points of debate or discussion at this time? Senator Jamona Wilbur.
Senator Jamona Wilbur, for the record, and just before I state my reason why, I will be voting to pass this piece. I think it is very important to remember that even listed on line 23 of this piece, in 2024, Nevada voters voted to pass Question 6, and we are here as elected representatives representing the people of the University of Nevada, the people who did already vote to pass this. And that is one of the main reasons tonight why I feel like I need to vote in favor of this.
Do you have any other points of discussion or debate this time, Parliamentarian Strabala?
Hi guys, Parliamentarian Strabala for the record. I would just like to make the point that whether abortion is legal or not, it doesn't go away, it just gets more dangerous. So under no circumstances should this ever be taken away from over half of the population, considering that over 1% of the abortion population are women in their 20s, that's our age range. The people have already passed this bill by over 63% back in 2024. This is just making sure that the bill goes into law. So abortion is healthcare, therefore I will be voting yes.
Do we have any other points of discussion or debate at this time, Senator Horst?
Senator Horst, for the record, I'd like to bring up that in these trying times right now, there is a bill being passed in Tennessee that will prohibit any abortion pills and access to abortion within the state. And I think that Nevada, being the recently red state that it is, just standing up right now is extremely important. And having this congregation of women that can talk about abortion freely within the public domain is extremely empowering. Thank you.
Do you have any other points of debate at this time? Going once, going twice. Seeing no further points of debate, we will now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of SR 94, Resolution in Support of Nevada, question 6, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy? Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that resolution has passed. Moving to agenda item 9, reports of the Senate committees, beginning with the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs. Senator Newbell is present on Zoom.
Hello, sorry, let me get this pulled up real quick. Senator Newbell, for the record, the Committee on Academic and Student Affairs will be meeting this Saturday at 11 a.m. in the President's Conference Room, where we will be appointing a vice chair and assigning liaison positions. The actual date to continue in summertime might change, so I will keep people in my committee notified, but our first meeting will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. Thank you.
Do we have any questions for Senator Newbell at this time? Seeing none, moving down to the Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Lawson sent in his report to me. Hey everyone, Budget and Finance met last Saturday at 1 p.m. where we favorably recommended SB 94, an act to approve the budget for the fiscal year 2027. We also elected Senator Barris as Vice Chair for Budget and Finance. Moving forward, the committee will be meeting Fridays at 4:30 p.m. as needed. Reach out to him if you have any questions. Moving down to agenda item 9C, Senator Radke, do you have a report?
Hi everyone, DC met on Thursday where we assigned liaison positions and we elected the vice chair, so congratulations to Senator John Culver. We also looked at our first piece of legislation and favorably recommended it, which we just voted on right now. And I will be sending out a when to meet for the summer meetings, so please keep an eye out for that.
Do you have any questions for Senator Radke? Moving down to agenda item 9D, the Committee on Ideas. Senator Castro, do you have a report?
Just briefly, the committee will be meeting next Wednesday at 1:30, and then I'll soon be sending out a welcome for summer schedules, just to make sure that everyone is feels like the committee is accessible. Additionally, please be thinking about vice chair elections if you're interested in running for vice chair. You don't have to send me your presentation beforehand as long as I get it by the time of the meeting, but that's all. Thank you.
Do you have any questions for Senator Castro? Seeing as Senator Zuniga is not present, moving down to agenda item 9F, which would be on SSW, Senator Barris.
Alrighty. Hey guys, SSW, I believe met last Friday. Congratulations, Senator Saporito, for being elected as vice chair. We also saw our first piece of legislation for the session, which we indefinitely tabled. I tabled this piece due to the fact that I wanted to make more amendments specifically to our Senate rules, and Speaker Issa advised me that might be confusing to a lot of new senators to do a substitution amendment. So therefore, we definitely tabled it, and it'll be seen again probably over the summer, so keep your eyes peeled for that if you're on my committee. Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for Senator Barris? Seeing none, moving down to agenda item 9G. Senator Saporito, do you have a report?
Senator Saporito, for the record. I'm sending out as one to meet specifically for our summertime for the special committee. We'll still be doing a brief on all the liaison positions in the committee, trying to catch you guys up. And then we're going to get the high provisions coordinator. If anyone in the committee is interested in running for vice chair, let me know some of your presentations. That's pretty much it. So look out for those.
Do you have any questions for Senator Saporito at this time? Now moving down to agenda item 9H, Parliamentarian Strabala, do you have a report?
I do. Hi guys, I hope we've all gotten through the finals. I have the Robert's Rules cheat sheet in everyone's emails currently, so please check that. I also provided a copy to the secretaries. On that note, I will be presenting on Robert's Rules and overall Senate operations when we get back for the fall term of 26-27. I'm excited to see what the remainder of the session holds and what we're going to accomplish with that. A goal of mine for this session is for everyone to participate in passing legislation this session. If there's any questions, comments, and concerns regarding how to write legislation, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out. That's what I'm here for. And with over half the table being new, this is normal. So thanks, guys.
Do you have any questions for Parliamentarian Shabala at this time? Seeing none, moving down to agenda item 9I, Speaker Pro Tempore Evans, do you have a report?
Yeah. Speaker Pro Tempore Evans, for the record. Hey, everybody. There's some things I forgot to touch on in my last report. I will be finalizing everything for the internship, including the syllabus, the agenda, all over the summer. I still need to speak with Luis. I'll be talking to him next week. And I will also be talking to Senate leadership about it as well before I do anything. And that includes if any of you guys want to talk to me about it, ideas or concerns, please reach out to me. And once everything is good, I'll send everything to the teams. I'll put it in the box and do everything, make sure it's accessible to you all. So let me know if you have any questions.
Do you have any questions at this time? Seeing none, moving down to myself. So brief report this time. The Committee on Oversight will be having its first meeting this Friday at 6:30 p.m. And during that meeting, the committee will be reviewing Senate outreach and discuss our goals and plans for each standing committee and special committee on food security as we begin preparing for the fall semester. Additionally, the committee will be assigning points as appropriate pursuant to the Senate rules. And as a result, I'll have a points memo prepared to read into the record at future Senate meetings so that the body remains informed regarding points and members, and the points for each member moving forward. And lastly, I've reached out to all the senators so far who have been having issues with the outreach form. Like I said at our previous meeting, if for whatever reason you filled out the form and you look at it right now and it's not uploaded, then that just means that the form just glitched and so it just didn't upload. So moving forward, please ensure that you take a screenshot of your outreach and send it to me so that way we could get around these issues in the future. And if I have not reached out to you regarding that, then your outreach is all good. So don't worry about that. Does anyone have any questions for me so far? Moving down to agenda item 10, reports of the secretaries. Do you have a report?
No report at this time.
Thank you. And moving down to agenda item 19A, Senate Committee Changes and Additions. Do we have any Senate Committee Changes and Additions at this time? Seeing none, moving down to agenda item 19B, Senator Reports. Do we have any Senator Reports at this time? Senator Barris and Senator Horst.
Senator Barris, for the record. Only short report today. I met with Director Mendoza about the legislative digest to be posted on the ACE Instagram, as well as potentially the financial reviews, kind of like a review of what we've been passing, as well as our spending within the association. So if you have any questions or you want to work with me on that, please let me know. I'm working already with Speaker Issa and Senate leadership, so just let me know. Thank you.
Senator Horst.
Senator Horst, for the record, I apologize if I repeat some points the Senator advised me last week. However, I'd like to announce we have successfully set a date for our summer ACM session for honors, which will be July 10th. And I'm working with Travis Garrett on honors fit sessions, specifically discussing ACM. So if you guys are appointed for that, I'd be very open to it. Personally, right now, I'm speaking with the Park and Order campaign, and I'm speaking with about possible reforms of campus parking and reviewing their advocacy survey information, namely how to improve campus. Thank you.
Parliamentarian Strabala.
Hi guys, last time, promise. Okay, I followed up on the CLA calendar that we're working on, and we're working on a day to meet with all of the CLA senators, the dean, as well as the outreach. So please fill out the when to meet for that. Hopefully we'll see an events calendar and a CLA newsletter for the next 2026-27 year, as well as reinforcing communication within the various parts of the CLA college. I'm so proud of each and every one of you for getting through the semester and looking toward the retreat.
Senator Saperita.
Next Wednesday morning, I'll be meeting with Amy Cook's resident, President Moss, regarding filing an estimate request for refurbishment of the Sierra Hall as a potential location for PAC provisions. So I'll update you guys if it's a yay or nay or any information I receive. And then on May 30th, for any senators in Vegas, there's going to be like a small farmers market event, an educational event run by the Southern Nevada Food Council and Cabinet. So if they're looking for volunteers or anyone else, just let me know if you can make it if you're interested.
Do we have any other senator reports at this time? Senator Espinoza?
Senator Espinoza, I just want to give a brief overview of what I've been doing for the past few weeks. So as mentioned earlier by Speaker Issa, I'm on Speaker Issa, Senator Castro, and
more things coming, and I'm looking forward to continuing to make changes. Thank you.
Do we have any other senator reports at this time? Speaker Tempor Evans.
Speaker Pro Tempore Evans, for the record. Hi, everybody. I hope you're all doing well after finals. I just want to say sorry if I was a bit unavailable over the last week. I'm a chem major and I had an OChem 2 final that I had to study for, so my apologies for that. But the lab coat drive is basically done. Big shout out to Senator Kane, Anderson, and Schurschel for helping with the bins and everything. I still need to get a bin from Argenta, the Nibble Nook area, because I forgot to grab it on my way here, so I'll be going back to and then coming back to the GO. Currently, I know we have over 20 lab coats. I'll count them all up before I leave to Vegas. I just want to again say thanks, everybody, for your help marketing this entire thing, posting on your stories. I know Barris posted it on the Nevada Instagram story. I appreciate that so much. This was so amazing. And we're going to be able to get a lot of lab coats donated to some new freshmen that need to take Chem 121 or 122 labs. And I'm also excited to focus on the other projects that aren't the lab coat drive during the session. So thank you.
Do we have any other senator reports at this time? Senator Beneventi?
Senator Beneventi, for the record, hi everyone. I was able to meet with Advisor and Assistant Dean of Undergraduate Student Success, Diana, in the College of Education to build a further connection with the college staff, as well as get further information on the piece Senator Schurschel discussed last week. I've also met with advisors Caitlin and Arnold discussing issues with the college and facing as the college is facing, as well as searching for what I can do to serve the college. And then lastly, I've also been asked to do a presentation at Nevada Fit to teach students about ASUN and my goals. So I'll be reaching out to honors and cabinet senators to discuss their plans on that, hopefully working together. And if you have any information on that, please let me know.
Do you have any other senator reports at this time? Seeing none, moving down to agenda item 20, comments and announcements. Do we have any comments and announcements at this time? Senator Strunk.
That was kind of silly, but who is Queen Mary of Tech?
I have no idea.
All right, my bad.
Do we have any comments or announcements at this time? Senator Potter?
Have a good break, everyone. I hope you guys get away from school.
Do you have any other comments or announcements at this time? Right. I do have just one brief comment. For those of you who have gave a report today, please be sure to send it to the secretaries. It makes their job a lot easier. Try to do that as soon as possible, ideally right after this meeting. So that's all I have to say. Seeing no other comments and announcements, moving down to agenda item 21, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Cool. Moving down to agenda item 22, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Senate of the Associated Students at 6:41 p.m. in the Read Aloud and Senate Chambers and on Zoom.